Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Mutto and Margo back on the radio on a Friday just before the long weekend, talking a bit of footy. But on today's catch-up podcast, well, we'll review the best lock-ups in Queensland. There's a couple there to choose from.
Who would have thought that would be a phone topic? The best watch houses. So tell you what.
Who would have thought that Pine Rivers was the number one nominee?
And well, we, I don't know
if you noticed, Mutto, but our callers, a lot of them were for the from the Logan area.
I didn't want to put two and two together. But did you see, if you, when we, as we say, you just said during the show, if you're going to get arrested, don't get arrested near Beenleigh. They've got a shit watch
house.
Yeah,
one out of five.
It's terrible.
Pine Rivers, four from five.
But if you're a cop, let's think about it. If you're a cop, where do you put your work into? Do you go, who's tight? Keep the watch house nice and tidy. We've got some lovely prisoners coming in later on. We want to tidy it up. And make sure our Netflix subscription in the watch house is up to date. You know, you want them to be entertained. You arrest those bastards.
Make sure
you
the toilet roll paper basket's full, team.
I want my prisoners to be hanging out with a cup. Can I have some water?
No.
Ryan Gerber. Just hose them down with a high-pressure hose.
I think for me the most confronting thing, which I didn't talk about, is that I had to go to the toilet while someone watched me. Like a police, a lady police officer had to watch me. I don't know what she thought I was going to do.
Well, it trained you for your four children because
they're always walking in on me.
I've got a door on my. I don't have a door on my toilet downstairs, and the dog just sits there. I feel so. It is so spooky.
My dog stands there and watches. He just stands there and looks at me. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he goes and licks from the shower floor and leaves. I'm like, oh, that was weird.
Ryan Girdler also coming up.
He's an animal.
Oh, we run out of music.
Yeah,
shut up.
Big Breakfast catch up podcast. This is Triple M.
Let's just do it, okay?
Triple M's Big Breakfast
with Mutto and Margo.
Geez, I'm pretty scared, Margo. Showers, possible storms. That's what it says for the next 2 days.
Supercell.
I saw here's this new, a number of bands of activity are going to come through. There's a new term. I'll tell you, who's our expert, Margo?
Well, Channel 9's number one weather reporter, Gary Youngberry.
Nice,
good morning.
Gary. Hello.
Oh, good morning, guys. Hey, putting that in Mardo's terms, a couple of bands of activity, that's about three rounds in the ring, Mardo.
Yes, good one, mate. Hey, is it going to be that serious? Like, I know we've been talking up because we haven't seen rain for a little while. How bad?
Well, it could be quite serious. All the ingredients are certainly there for severe storms, and I'm thinking Friday will be the most lively day, but we're certainly going to get it later today. I think after 1 o'clock this afternoon at earliest, it will start to the west of us, but late this afternoon, be prepared around Brisbane. A smaller area today of southeast Queensland, but tomorrow, stretching from Rockhampton all the way down through northern New South Wales, a massive line of storms tomorrow.
Gary, you know, all us amateur bomb experts who just have a look at the map, then there'd be a heap of us this morning, we're going, oh, there's nothing west of Dalby and it's all coming through. It should be gone by today. Is it just going to spring up as it comes over the top of the table, the Great Dividing Range?
Yeah, that's right. We've got the instability, the moisture's there. We just need the heat as the trigger to set it off, Mardo, and that'll build throughout the day. And as temperatures sort of heat up a bit this afternoon, that'll be the trigger to start this line of thunderstorms. But as I said, tomorrow's the real nasty day.
Margo noticed something at 5:30 this morning. Who didn't ring?
Our concreters had taken the morning off.
They listened to you and they just said, bugger it, we're not going to work.
Staying in bed.
Is that tomorrow as well, take the day off?
Yeah, tomorrow, but they shouldn't have today. If they listen to me today, concreters are up early. They'd be done and dusted and in the pub by the storm.
All right. Well, hopefully they are. Hey, mate, so clear by what, tomorrow, Friday night?
Yeah, definitely by even, we could get another round. Like, I think tomorrow will be a two-rounder tomorrow, earlier, sort of late morning, cool. Then again in the afternoon. It will clear Friday arvo for a cracking weekend, but it'll feel so humid, particularly on Saturday, a hot weekend hitting our way.
You forgot that there will be a storm warning for indoor play centres, the movie zone, bowling, because last week of school holidays, all the parents will be looking for something to do with their children. Exactly. So steer clear of any indoor activity centres. Anyone else other than a mother of four children? That would be me today, later this afternoon.
Gary, do you remember when kids used to go to the library? Why don't you take them there, Margo?
What's that?
Yeah. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
We'll see you tonight,
Gary,
on Channel 9 News.
The grand final.
Countdown. Of course, we spoke to Jai Arrow earlier this morning. He'll be playing for the Rabbitohs. We thought we'd better balance it up with one of the greats of Penrith Rugby League, 227 games, and, of course, featured in their winning 2003 grand final, which the... Well, we'll ask him, see if he can remember the score. Ryan Girdler, also part of Triple M's team. How are you, mate?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What was the score in 2003?
8-6.
Well done.
8-6, mate.
We'll never forget that day.
Hey,
you were on the telly last night doing some stuff, but they showed highlights. Did I remember, did you limp off at once? Did you do an injury of some sort?
Yeah, I did, mate. I tore my calf with about 20 minutes to go, and when I went off, I think it was 6-6, and as soon as I went off, we went to the lead and went on to win convincingly, so there was certainly something in that.
Gerds, when we had Albo, Anthony Albanese, on the show, he's a massive Rabbitohs fan. We put him through a little bit of a trivia quiz. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about how well you know the Panthers?
Yeah, give it a shot. Let's go.
Okay, what year did the Panthers enter the competition?
Good question. That it was was it 66?
No, close enough. 67.
Okay.
67. They were getting ready. I remember them preparing in 66 for the 67 season.
So. Coach, do you remember, do you know, question two, do you know why they're the Panthers? Why the Penrith Panthers?
Oh, because there was the famous panther that was lurking in the Blue Mountains all those years ago.
Well, that's not what it tells me, but I'll take that as correct.
Okay. What about which legendary commentator, being a commentator yourself, and former player nicknamed Penrith, the Chocolate Soldiers?
Mike Stevenson?
No. Frank Hyde. That was a hard question.
Who was it?
Frank Hyde.
Frank Hyde.
Mr. Footy.
Oh, I thought you said former Penrith player.
No.
Anyway.
Legendary commentator.
How am I going
former
so far?
Player.
What's the score?
Oh, 3 out of 3. I don't know.
How did Albo go?
We don't keep score here.
Albo needs a life, let me tell you. He might not know anything about politics, but geez, he's good on bloody rugby league South.
He's got his priorities right then, huh?
Hey, listen, how much fun have you been having watching this week? Have you been close to the group?
No, mate, because obviously we've been down
Sydney.
Here in Sydney. Yeah. No, we've been doing all the broadcasting from the studio, unfortunately.
Sorry.
So it'll be the first grand final we missed in a while, but feels kind of weird, doesn't it? I mean, what's the excitement like up there? Is everyone pumped for the grand final?
Well, it's very bunny skewed, to be honest, Gerds. I mean, Marto and I are secretly backing the Panthers, but the papers are backing Wayne and his bunnies.
Yeah, it seems to be about Wayne.
The grand master, the master coach. It's all about Wayne because we've made the assumption that Wayne likes to deflect the attention away from his team and his players, and he brings it upon himself. But it's very bunnies focused up here, isn't it?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, imagine that with the Wayne connection there, but... Look, lots of excitement down here. The first All-City Grand Final we've had, I think, since the Bunnies took it out in 14. So, I imagine that the unfortunate part about that is for the Penrith people and obviously the South group that, you know, it's such a great week to share with your community. I mean, they're the guys that give you all the support over the years and go through the good times and the bad, and this is the best of times, and unfortunately they can't turn up to training and they can't see the guys walking around the streets and they miss all that part of it. So it's unfortunate.
What's the reality of what's going to happen Sunday afternoon, evening with people? I don't even know the rules down there, lockdown-wise. Can you hang out with a few mates and watch the footy?
Yeah, look, I think it's all about to change down here on the 11th of October. Don't hold
That's
me to that. I've given up. I've given up trying to work out what we're allowed. What
but
we can
fans love
do.
Watching grand finals together. What will that? They're
they
not
do.
Allowed to, or will they sneak
no,
around?
I don't think they are. I think you know you're allowed out in public places to meet with a gathering of a certain amount of people, but I'm not sure if you're allowed to have anyone in your home at this point. So what I would suggest, Marto, is get a long extension lead and a long aerial cable. And just drag the TV to the nearest park and
exercise.
Sit up there with a couple of the boys and have a beer and watch the footy because you can't watch a grand final on your own. It doesn't work.
Gerds, can I just check one? Because with the victory goes celebrations and stuff, and the Penrith boys, they're up the sunny coast, and they've been spotted Penrith boys in Noosa, quite bizarre. But let's say Monday, can you remind everyone what happened in 2003 on the... It was either the Monday or Tuesday, you guys were running around and you needed a lift. Can you remind everyone of that story?
Yeah, it was a couple of days in, obviously, to the celebrations, and it was about 8:30 on the Tuesday morning, and we were looking to get from one of the locals to the next, and it was a bit of a walk, and we'd all a little bit under the weather, as you could imagine, and so the school bus was just going along past us, so one of the boys decided to wave it down. There was a few kids on the bus, and there was a bus stop just coming up about 100 metres up the road, so we convinced the bus driver to go up there. There were some parents there waiting with their kids to get them on the bus. Drop the kids off with the parents to look after them for about 20 minutes while we jumped on, the whole team jumped on the bus, and they took us to the next pub before we went back and got the kids.
Best use ever of public
transport. Well, good week.
I hope something like that happens, mate. Good luck for the Panthers, yeah, et cetera. It's been a while since 2003.
Any
hoping
Panthers?
You go all right. Yeah,
thank you, guys.
What noise do you
looking
make
to it.
If you're a Panther? That'll do, mate.
Triple M footy coverage starts midday, Sunday. Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
You know, we've missed an opportunity with this rugby league grand final, the NRL grand final on Sunday.
Why?
Well, I think our players are too nice to each other. I know in the field they get stuck into it, but I'd like to see someone like, Jackson Paul. No, someone from one of the Rabbitohs, Jaden Sewer, just come out in one of the press conferences and say, I'm coming for you, Cleary. I'm going to take you out. You may not last the first 10 minutes.
Oh, that's like McGregor style.
Some smack.
Yeah. Conor McGregor smack talk.
And that's where you've got to learn how to promote your
Anthony Mundine smack talk.
Yeah. I want chairs to be throwing at people
at
before
buses.
They take the fit. I buses. I want people to swear. I want people to say I'm taking your mother out. I want that sort of stuff. And then people go, Jesus, there's a rugby league game on. Because that's what USC does so well. They build the hype up. And I tell you what, I was worried that boxing might be losing it and they weren't having enough until I see the heavyweight. The heavyweight division of boxing at the moment is quite fierce. Did you see what happened on the weekend? That Anthony Joshua, the huge unit, dark skin unit, he got done. And he was supposed to win that fight. And you know Tyson Fury, the mad gypsy drinking,
the crazy guy,
he was supposed to win his fight, I think it's this weekend, and they were going to fight in a mega fight. They were saying it was going to make $500 million,
Jesus,
this mega fight. So Anthony Joseph lost last weekend, so bets are off for a while. No. Oh, it'll happen again. But I tell you what, Tyson Fury, he never fails to disappoint. Now, he's fighting Deontay Wilder. I think he's fought him two times already, having another crack, okay? And Deontay Wilder's come at him, but no one comes back better than Tyson Fury. This is some of the greatest sports audio this year.
Tyson Fury, this fight right here, you better be preparing. You better train your butt off as if your life depends on it. Don't go up missing.
I'm going to smash your f***ing face in, you prick. How about that for a f***ing message?
You prick.
Direct, straight to the point. You know where you stand at least, don't you? He's going to smash his face in.
No
That's what
doubt.
He's going to do.
No doubt. Jesus.
Took
me by surprise, that one. No, I didn't.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Marto, yesterday I was telling you about the best New South Wales police station. They were reading through some of the reviews of some of the best police stations.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, down in New South Wales. And there were some things like, you know, 5 out of 5 stars for Penrith Police Station, which in the end was voted best New South Wales station.
Wow, what an
honour. Would get arrested again.
Was there somewhere they put the handcuffs on nice and loosely?
They were very gentle when they handcuffed me. Their patrol vehicle was very roomy and new. Overall, very professional. We'll definitely get arrested by them again for sure.
Was the ashtray empty in the back seat of the police car? So they...
Well, this one says that the back seats of the cruiser were very clean. Thank you very much. 10 out of 10 would get arrested and fined $2,500 again.
Wasn't there one that had didn't do home cell delivery?
Tookley Police Station, 1 star out of 5. Don't do home deliveries.
Shamed
I think
them.
That means he wanted to be delivered home.
Oh, I thought you meant he didn't have any food.
St Mary's Police Station, I failed to mention yesterday, 4 out of 5 stars. Service is fantastic. The free Maccas you are given is... It's arrived on time and warm.
Are they taking the piss?
Yeah, probably. Free
Maccas?
Oh, yeah. They even give you water with backwash in it. You also get blankets. Very interesting.
That,
but I thought, stuff New South Wales. This is not about them. This is about us. 133353. I'm going to ask you a very personal question. If you've ever visited the Watch House, Marto, you and I have professed our visitation to the Watch House here in Brisbane before.
They humiliated me. And I've told you about, they looked at the camera, the CCTV. It was a long time ago, but I was with Kath. We weren't married. And she'd done a wee in the garden and hadn't done a fly up. The sergeant said, you might like to, is that your girlfriend out there? I said, yeah. He said, you might like it to tell tell her to do a fly up after she has a piss next time. That's just rude. That's rude.
Well, I told you yesterday that I visited the watch house very briefly after not moving on when directed to by police because I had a few questions I needed answered. And they let me do my mugshot again because I wasn't happy with it the first time
for
around.
Insta? Did you put makeup on?
I already had makeup on. I'd been out. I was down in Caxton Street dancing up a storm on the dance floor.
And you refused to go home when they told you.
Yes, but they clicked me with the handcuffs. Yeah. So, you know, they lost a star there, but I think they gained 2 stars when they allowed me to reshoot my photo.
All right. Let's say we're judging Brisbane Watch House, and then mine's 20 years ago. Mm. I'm only giving it 4 out of 5 for the clipping of my girlfriend.
Well, they were very kind. It was comfortable because, you know, they have those little concrete slabs in there, and you get a little foam mattress and a crocheted blanket that's been crocheted by someone homeless.
I stood up the whole time.
I sat down and cried. I put my head underneath my blanket and just cried because the girl that was in there, because I had to share a cell with somebody else, and she said, oh, what are you in here for? I said, oh, not moving on. What are you in here for? She goes, prostitution. I'm not supposed to be here. When I rang my mum the next morning to let her know I got arrested last night, she goes, well, I expected this phone call from your brother, but not from you.
Now, I think that not moving on is the gateway to prostitution. That's how you should have said to the girl, how did you start not moving on?
133353. If you want to spend a night at the police station, we want to hear your reviews. Oh, what do you give them out of 5?
What, rate your night at the watch house?
Rate your night at the watch house.
Oh, funny. This is good.
133353 or text us on the burner phone 0484101045. You can remain anonymous, but there's no shame in it. We all live and learn.
Is it inappropriate to give away some Brick Lane draft beer for one of our callers from Dean?
Okay, perfect.
Well, all right. Well, let's do that then.
Chris from Kingston, which watch house are you rating?
Oh, we're going to go Pine Rivers, mate.
Pine Rivers watch house.
How long ago?
Oh, it was a few years back now, mate.
Righto. What do you give them and why?
I reckon, as far as watch houses go, now I'll put this in comparison to Bean Lee, who give you a lettuce and cheese sandwich for your lunch.
Yeah. Oh, you've done a couple, Chris.
Oh, a couple of indiscretions, Yunk, and maybe a few drinks too many.
Yeah, okay. One second, Chris. No judging anyone, Margo.
No, there's no judgment. I just meant, are you going to give a review for more than one?
Oh, sorry. Okay.
We'll rob Bean Lee off because that's terrible. We're going to go with Pine Rivers. A boiling hot Pizza Hut pizza and an ice cold can of Coke for lunch that's still got ice on the cold can.
Incredible. Nice. Now, out of 5, how many stars, Chris?
I reckon 5 out of 5. It will serve us with a smile too.
Just one moment, Chris.
Serve us with a smile.
I'm still not judging, okay? But what were you still doing at lunchtime? Most of us are out before sun up. they go, you're sober now, you can go.
They reckon they may have needed a little bit longer to sleep that one off, mate.
Okay. So 4.5. Chris, I appreciate your honesty.
Five out of five stars for Pine Rivers Watch House.
He said five. What did Bean Lee get again?
One out of five.
Jesus, lift your game, Bean Lee.
Are you guys okay if this particular gentleman gets beer given the prize?
You've learnt your lesson, haven't you, Chris?
I certainly have, mate.
Okay, give him the beer.
Chris is great.
Brick Lane Draft, massively refreshing. Find it at your local Dan Murphy's or find it at Chris's place. Good on you, mate. Thanks, mate.
Crystal from the Gold Coast, she said on the burner phone, spent a night in the surface lockup. A day later, the officer in charge sent me a Facebook friend request.
Okay. Let's leave that.
Daniel from Logan, good morning.
Oh, yeah, how are you, guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Which watch house or lockup do you want to give a review of?
The Gold Coast one.
Okay.
Surface Paradise.
The same one that Crystal was at.
And Reece Walsh, yes.
Yeah, Reece Walsh would have had fun.
Yeah.
I went in there for public nuisance on Australia Day.
Oh, did you still have your flag wrapped around you?
Oh, I had a pair of boardies on and nothing else.
Every good bogan should on Australia Day, spend a night in the lockup at Surface Paradise. Daniel, what was your experience like?
Well, I went in there and about 10 hours worth of Dora the Explorer episode on repeat.
Oh dear. No, that's
torture.
That's mental.
Enough to send anybody insane.
That's waterboarding.
I mean, ask any mother of a 5-year-old.
That's like growing bamboo under your fingernails. Now, what time did you get in there and what time did you get out?
I reckon I got in at about 8 a.m. and got out and the sun was coming down.
I was going to say a big night, but it seems like a big day.
What did they feed you?
Nothing. Yeah, I was too pissed. I had to sober up.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing like a good bit of pizza to absorb all the...
Out of 5, Daniel?
Oh, I reckon 3.5.
3.5 stars.
All right, Daniel.
Looks like Pine Rivers is the north side of town is where you want to be arrested. Just go to the Everton Hills Hotel.
And if you're going to get in trouble, don't do it around Bean Lee.
Thanks for your calls.
Plenty of learnings there.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Oh, the story going around at the moment. You know, the Melbourne Demons won the AFL Grand Final.
Yeah, the D's.
Go the D's. Yeah. Anyway, they're still over in Perth. And the thing is, they're not. I don't think they're flying back to Melbourne until maybe today, maybe tomorrow. So,
any news? We didn't hear much AFL news out of the Mad Monday shenanigans.
Oh, they went for a couple of days. There's still a couple of them with their premiership
medals on. Wasn't the captain still in his jersey and his boots on the Sunday morning?
I've just seen the photo. He's moved into a more comfortable pair of jeans and a short sleeve shirt. Well, the thing is, seven of them went to a tattoo parlour.
AFL Premiers Melbourne are making the most of their time left in the West, with some players getting matching tattoos yesterday, including Norm Smith medalist Christian Petrarca.
Is this where we all go, oh, that's cute, they got matching tatties?
Now, listen, your husband won a premiership with the Broncos. Did he get matching? Did they get matching tattoos?
No, I don't think so. Dane Carlaw got one, I remember. He got the horse head on his bicep, and so he'd go pony, stallion, pony when he flexed.
That's great. I love you, Dane Carlaw. Well done, son. Hey, the thing is, only seven of them. I don't know.
What happened to the rest of the team? They're on the out. Oh, is it a click?
I don't know. Well,
are we seeing signs of segregation within the team already?
I would say slept in that morning. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because last night, you know, the Wallabies, another football story, the Wallabies are playing down the Gold Coast, okay? And there was an interview last night done with a guy who I consider, a guy called Sean McMahon. He hasn't played for the Wallabies for 4 years because he's been over in Japan, so they haven't been picking him because it's too hard.
Can't get back.
He may be the toughest player I've ever seen play for the Wallabies. He's certainly got the highest. I used to love him when I was commentating.
Why is he the toughest, Marto, would you say?
Because when he, you know, the contact, the brutal contact zone, he keeps going. His legs keep pumping and keeps going. Front. I don't know, a comparison. I don't have a comparison.
Like a Shane Webke.
Yeah. Oh, but after contact, he seems to go harder. And those players where tacklers just fall off him, all right, this is him. And he's got an enormously high pain threshold. And he's got tattoos. He's got silly, like, prison tattoos all over him. ETW, he's got that written, I think, just on his thigh, earn the weekend, because he says you've got to do everything 110%.
If he was really tough, he would have got the whole word, earn the weekend, but he got good the point. Letters, ETW. Yeah.
Now, all right.
He went the soft approach.
I'm going down this track. There's a reason I'm going down this track.
Do you know how many words I have on my body, Marto?
All right. Now, actually, you've got heaps of words on your body.
I've got nine tattoos.
All right. Just hold on and listen to him, because I'm telling you, he's got them all over him, okay? He might have 20. I haven't physically cut him, but I've counted them, so... Here he is last night, and it surprised me because I've got a tattoo in the same bit, and this is why I have to play this.
McMahon's pain threshold higher than most, as exampled by his vast array of tattoos.
All right.
But one did get the fiery forward to flinch more than the rest.
Probably the one on my bum cheek. Yeah, got a 4X gold on the back there. Drink of choice after a win, that's for sure.
Okay. 4X gold. All right.
Is it because it hurt or because he was ashamed the next day and that's the bit that hurt?
It looked pretty good.
Don't you have a tattoo on your bum?
That's what I wanted to bring up, because the day they did it in here, it was in this studio and there were cameras up my clacker while they did the tattoo.
Are you trying to say that you're tough too because you've got a tattoo on your bum?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, because I went, Jesus, that hurt. And I'd always heard that tattoos hurt more on your sternum, next to the bone, on your forehead.
I've got tattoos on both sides of my ribs. Yeah. I've got two kids' names on one, Memphis and Wiley, and then Jagger and River on the other
side.
That hurt. But I actually had some lettering done behind one of my ears on that bone there. I reckon that had hurt, plus the combination of noise as well, in your ear.
So that's because...
I've got arms,
hold on, stand
feet.
By. I want to launch this.
CSI Marto.
I don't want to hear the place that hurts the worst. Where you've had a tattoo that hurts the worst. Where are you saying?
I'm going to say ribs.
Ribs?
Yeah, the rib cage. Corey got one done on the back of his neck in Bali, and that was quite painful. I think he did a bottle of scotch to get through that.
Oh, well, that's what I want. Associated pain relief stories, etc. I just know
that... you're supposed to drink while you're getting your tattoo. That's definitely not recommended, but in Bali, anything goes.
I'm feeling so much better when the hard man of Australian rugby says that his bum tattoo hurt the most. I'm going, oh, that's okay. I've been through that.
I'd like to know what they're comparing his pain threshold to. They're like, oh, he's got a relatively high pain threshold. Try and spit four babies out your hoo-ha with no drugs and then come and talk to me about pain.
All right. Now, today we're dealing with tattoos. I'm coming back to that.
Tomorrow we can do a CSI.
I'm going back to that tomorrow because I think that childbirth may be overrated.
You have said that before.
There's a can of worms.
He has said it before and he was proved.
Yes, it was correct. There were so many girls go, poetry. Anyway, let's stay with tattoos. Where did it hurt the most? The tattoo that you had that hurt the most. 133-53.
Got $100 to spend at CNL Tools Banyo for one of our callers as well. Call the Big Breakfast, Marto and Margo, about your tattoo.
Or text us. Burner phones there, Marto. 0484 10 1045. Save it in your phone. Mark from Newstead, 133-53. Good morning.
Good morning, Marto, Margo.
Worst place to get a tattoo in your mind?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Marto. I've got two devils shoveling coal into the furnace on my butt. So,
oh my God,
that hurt a lot.
One on each cheek, have you?
One on each cheek, yeah, shoveling a bit of coal and then flames coming out. So
why?
Flames coming out.
I was a bit, I was young and silly, let's say. So I've had a few since, and that one hurt the most. But
have you got children now?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
they seen it.
No. They did when they were little. They used to call it Daddy's pitches. Yeah,
Daddy's
little
Daddy's
pitches.
Pitches, yeah. But,
so really hurt, Mark.
They do, but what hurt more, again, I was having after the children, vasectomy. And old mate didn't wait long enough for the anaesthetic to kick in for the first one, so he was cutting through, and the nurse must have seen my eyes and said, can you feel it? I go, yeah, I can feel all of that. So that hurt a lot more, so... That's probably not up there with the childbirth. I have to agree with Margo there, but that was...
That's okay. We won't hold it against you, Mark.
That was fairly intense.
Good
it's
chat,
all lived
Mark.
Experience.
Thanks,
all
mate.
Relative to what you've
been interesting chatting devils with Mark there.
PJ from Caboolture, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Where does it hurt most to get a tat?
I've got up in my armpit.
Why do you put it in your armpit? You want to keep it hidden.
Oh, no, it wraps around my whole arm, so... But,
oh, right. But when they got to your armpit, why is that? Do you know, PJ?
I have no idea.
Well, I would assume the skin is a bit thinner and a bit softer in there. It doesn't get as much sun exposure, so it isn't toughened. And maybe because your hairs grow there, it's a hormonal patch of
PJ, what do you got? We better get you to tell us. What's the picture?
Well, it's a couple of dragons around my arm.
Dragons. So, was that a good idea when you're looking back?
Well, it was a good idea when I was 18. It's probably not such a good idea. I'm 44 now.
No. That's the thing with
still
tattoos.
Still love dragons. I wonder whose is worse, the love of dragons still 20 years later or
the
devils?
Devils.
Simo from Narangba. Worst
how
tattoo.
Are we, guys?
Where are we?
The back of your knee, mate. I'm covered. I got legs, arms, shoulders, all over, but the back of your knee is hidden itself.
That's the most memorable place, because we always heard it was on bone hurt the most.
Well, they reckon on the shin hurts. I found on the shin all right. Either side of the shin, I kept ticking the tattooist as he's hit a nerve and I'm kicking. But the back of the knee, it's like that. People ask, what's it like? And I say, get a razor blade, heat it up with an oxy torch, shove it in and drag it really slow.
Oh, wow, you're really selling this.
Five and a half hours on my thigh, no worries. An hour and a half brought behind the knee, and I said, no, mate, that'll do.
Seems to be where that soft, unexposed skin is. Yeah, Simo?
You're right on it, Margo. Mm. All the places that don't see sun and,
Right, mate. Armpit and behind the knee. Simo, I think you've helped. There's probably hundreds of listeners who are going to get a tattoo behind their knee today.
Think of all those women with their Playboy tattoos on the front part of their, hoo-ha.
Does that happen?
Yeah, well, that's soft.
Hey, Simo, $100 to spend at CNL Tools in Banyo, cltoolscentre.com.au.
Good
enjoy.
On you,
good on you.
Thanks, Simo.
Hey, listen to Mark at Morrowfield. He's got a friend of ours had a tugboat tattoo on her backside. I have no explanation given. Tugboat. In her teens, she's now in her 60s, and it's the size of the Titanic. Mark.
Triple M.
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
The build-up's been amazing, Margo, and all the rugby league journalists, they're writing it. Everything's like there's an 8-page lift out.
Activation's down at King Wally Square.
It's incredible.
We're doing the Carry the King tomorrow at Suncorp.
Give away more tickets to the grand final. Hey, listen, I saw some stats here, and Wayne, everyone's chasing him and everyone's trying to interview players. We just had Joe Arrow on a little while ago.
Geez, they've pumped him up, haven't they, Wayne?
Oh, yeah. He's been the central attraction, and that's what he wants. I'm just looking at his head. It's on the front page, it's on the back page, it's in the middle pages, because he wants to deflect the attention away from his team. Mm. And they spoke to him yesterday, And somehow somebody has come up with this most amazing statistics of the greatest half 5/8 combination in the history of the game. So a half and 5/8 player that have played together for more than 100 games. That's mm-hmm. all they count in the stats. Mm. Second was Alan Langer and Kevin Walters.
Oh.
Second on 70%. All right, that's okay. winning the number of games out of the game. First was Adam Reynolds and Cody Walker.
Wow.
70.2%. Only a little.
Just a fraction.
A big stick between
the
two.
What a power couple.
Yeah, and that's when Wayne, somebody's tracked down these stats, and that's what nerds do. And they said to Wayne, you know, what do you think about that? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, they're at least as good. But Alfie won 4 premierships, Kevy won 5, etc. They haven't won as many premierships, but he said they're just as good. He said Cody Walker's like Alfie, plays off the spur of the moment, plays heads up footy.
What's in front of him?
Whereas Kevy's more like Adam Reynolds.
Mm, you know,
more, yeah, steadies the ship, keeps an eye on what's going ahead. He's amazing.
Well, there's always time for them to develop and win more premierships together. Oh, no, that's right. Adam Reynolds is leaving.
Coming up here. And then he'll be with Alfie, and anything could happen then. And so you go, wow, these two half, you know, from different generations, so far apart. But it means that probably Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds, well, they're competitive, and they realise that Alf and Kevy had that other string to their bow, their singing career with, do you remember the Ipswich connection when they had their hit song, Hey, Hey, We're the Broncos?
The Broncos, that's right.
In the early... it was number one in Ipswich for months and months.
No wonder.
Hey, Hey, We're the Broncos.
Top of the charts in Ipswich.
Well, we've unveiled some audio where Cody Walker and Adam Reynolds have gone to work
with
a group they're calling themselves the Redfern Connection.
Oh, my goodness.
And if this isn't copycat rugby league, I don't know what is.
Hey, we're the Bunnies. People say we're hopping around. We're too busy winning. Trying to get rid of Wayne Stroud.
Awesome. Rugby league at its
greatest.
Equally
as silly as Kevy and Alfie.
It's the Big Breakfast. Morning, this is Brisbane's Triple M. Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
I know we had a bit of panic the other day, wondering whether the grand final was going to get moved, etc. And the
Townsville's on standby.
Tracking a truckie, they're after that bloke, and then there's double trouble. There's all sorts of things going on as we try to get all these cases.
It's still going ahead, though, in Brisbane at this stage, yes? Is that what we know?
Yes, absolutely. Our future governor, old Strawhead, our chief health officer.
Me.
What's that?
Jeanette Young.
Governor Strawhead, sorry. when she started, now it's expanded, and I thought, what we used to say? Let's go hard and go early, you know, in terms of lockdown. I'm going, uh-oh. When she started going all the spots.
Mermaid Waters, Merrimack, Narang, Surfers Paradise, Mermaid Beach, Miami, Palm Beach and Currumbin.
And then it was all over Brisbane. I'm going, the announcement's going to come, And then I thought, I said to Kath, if she says double very, whenever she goes, this is very, very, and I went, oh, no, is she going to do it?
I'm watching this very, very carefully. At the moment, I'm prepared to wait and see if we've got any local transmission. Because at the moment, all of these cases we've got are linked.
I'm prepared to wait because Anastasia's got the big date with the boyfriend.
Yes.
We know that at the footy on Sunday. You know how that's going to pan out. I can't tell you. I don't know whether this is right or not, but I got a feeling South Sydney's going to win. But this isn't what it's about. This is me looking into the crystal ball. At about 9:45 Sunday night, this is what's going to happen. About 3 seconds after full-time suit is going to go, okay, then the ref will blow his whistle.
Well, there you have it, rugby league fans. It's all over for 2021. The Rabbitohs are the victors. You all have 10 minutes to put your mask on. Go home. You're in lockdown for 2 weeks. Good night. Good night. That's right.
That's the
wrong one.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
This is 104.5 Triple M, the Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Rain and storms moving through, I think Gary said sort of lunchtime, late morning, then rain for the next couple of days. However, the grand final will be nice and fine, but humid into the 30s. There are tickets to win too, by the way. There is a big truck with Marto and Margo's face on the side and the back. Marto's going to be driving it around later this morning. It's on the north side. It has a code word. Get the code word. Ring the show tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Win tickets to the grand final.
There are sometimes calls that we can't put to air, and
there
that's
are lots
just
of calls we
now.
Can't put to air. It doesn't seem like there's any exes living amicably together. There's lots of anger and bitter, yeah. bitter and resentment. And we're just going to move on. But yeah.
And let's talk health okay. and fitness, etc. And who would you look
I'm
at?
I'm in my active wear today. I'm healthy and fit.
No, that doesn't make you healthy and fit. That probably means you're doing school pickup or something for
I
me.
I ate oats. That's
what, you did too eat oats. What's wrong with you?
I ate
McDonald's. Anyway. Listen, Nathan Cleary, you know who he is?
Oh, he's the epitome of health and fitness.
Exactly, with that big jaw.
Big, strong big muscles.
Paws, isn't he? The Penrith halfback has been shucking oysters.
What?
As his indulgent, but it's also an unorthodox remedy to aid with the recovery of his busted right shoulder. You know, what are oysters normally associated with?
An aphrodisiac.
That's
make
right.
you brandy.
That's exactly right. Mum Beck, she's up at the Sunshine Coast right now because her husband and her son are, you know, involved with the team. She's been studiously supplying her son with oysters over the last couple of years.
Yum.
Cleary says, I don't remember, but it was a lot that my mum has been up here. She just goes and buys me dozens and dozens of oysters and the shoulder's feeling great.
Is he a natural Kilpatrick or Mornay oyster guy?
I would say it'd be straight. I'm just trying to find any edge I can to try and get the best possible outcome, and that's what professional sports people do if it helps with their rehab.
What are oysters like full of? It'd be high protein, wouldn't it? Oysters?
Oh, God,
there wouldn't be a lot of, there's
protein,
nothing else in there. There's
can
no
you
carbs,
look it up
no
on?
Fat. They'd be really high in protein.
Keeps going back to the shoulder.
Muscle repair.
Obviously, with the shoulder now, I want to do whatever it takes to get it the best as it could. So an unconventional approach started 3 years ago. He'd read something. He was bedridden and depressed and stumbled on an article suggesting that eating oysters could help shorten the recovery periods. His teammates thumbed their nose. He's also been drinking bone broth. Anyway.
Look at this, Marto. Oysters are a rich source of vitamin D, copper, zinc, and magnesium. These micronutrients, in combination with calcium, are thought to be the key to slowing or even preventing bone loss in older women due to osteoporosis.
Bone loss, and that's the thing in terms of the sexual performance. And do you remember Anzac Day last year? What happened to him? He was in trouble when they were in lockdown when those six chicks popped over and wanted to TikTok with him.
He was TikToking.
They'd heard about the oysters. They go, we're on here. I know someone who can keep it going forever. Everyone, there's your health advice for the day.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.